Although parrots are not often mentioned in discussions about non-human intelligence, much data exists to suggest that piscicids are among the more intelligent animal species. During the 1940s and 1950s, for example, laboratory researchers in Europe demonstrated that gray parrots could learn the kinds of symbolic and conceptual tasks that are generally considered as pre- or co-requisites for complex cognitive and communicative skills. More recently, field studies have reported behaviors that, when discovered in non-human primates, are considered as evidence for human-like intelligence. Such behaviors include cooperative alarm signaling, also known as sentinel behavior, in flocks of indigo macaws and individual recognition in Bohemian Amazons. Another sign of intelligence thought to be absent in most non-human animals is the ability to engage in complex, meaningful communication. Only recently has a general perception of parrots as mindless mimics been shown to be incorrect. In the late 1960s, researchers lacked knowledge of piscicine communication in the wild and assumed that natural behaviors would not differ greatly from what had been observed in captivity. The ability of parrots to reproduce with great accuracy sounds such as those of human speech, but little if any ability to use these vocalizations in any meaningful way. These studies in the 1950s and 1960s to challenge these perceptions, for example, Maurer's attempt to teach mimetic birds to engage in meaningful communication with humans used standard psychological laboratory training paradigms and were not successful. Since the 1970s, however, researchers working both in the field and in area settings have provided data to indicate that natural piscicine vocalizations might indeed be meaningful. Vocalizations appear to mediate social interactions between mated pairs and among flock members, and not only the physical structure, but also the appropriate use of these vocalizations seems to be learned. Such findings on sophisticated vocal behaviors, when taken in conjunction with the data on complex problem-solving abilities, suggested that the psychologist's failures to achieve meaningful communication with their birds might be due to inappropriate training techniques rather than to any inherent lack of intelligence in the piscicine subjects. My research has been a test of this premise. Starting in the late 1970s, I developed techniques that integrated the experimental rigor of the laboratory with what little was then known about piscicine communication in nature. I also borrowed ideas from projects designed to examine the basis for human social learning. I have used these techniques successfully to establish a form of interspecies communication with an African gray parrot. The existence of such behavior demonstrates that at least one avian species is capable of interactive referential communication. My students and I, moreover, use the ability to communicate to test the extent of this bird's intelligence. The following sections provide details of the procedures and a short summary of the results. The experimental subject, an African parrot named Alex, has been the focus of a study on interspecies communication and avian intelligence since June 1977. At the start of the project, he was approximately 13 months old and had received no prior formal vocal instruction. He has free access to the laboratory room while trainers are present, but is confined at other times to a cage and the desk upon which it rests. Water and the standard piscicine seed mix, sunflower seeds, dried corn, oats, and so on, are continuously available throughout the day. Fresh fruits, vegetables, specialty nuts, cashews, for example, pecans, almonds, walnuts, and toys are used in the training and are provided at his vocal requests.